Welcome, everyone. Thanks for joining us today and listening to, oh man, to Dating Diaries conmigo, Raquel, and
Brittany, say it right.
I like the double blink before you
No,
said your name. Were you thinking about it?
I was thinking about horrible breakups. You know
Were
how?
you? Oh my
Yes, it
gosh.
had me thinking because that's our topic for today.
It is. Is it your favorite topic or?
Heck no.
Okay.
Shitty breakups are not my favorite
But you
topic.
know what? We like talking about it because I think it's a little therapeutic when we talk about
Oh.
it, and hopefully people who are listening will get something from it.
Just know that you're not alone. Everybody goes through a really bad
Exactly.
breakup, and there's horror stories out there, man, where you think you had a really bad breakup, and then you listen to someone else's, and you're like, oh, well, it wasn't that bad.
You are not alone.
You're definitely not alone. So, talking about bad breakups, I had to bring yours up, Raquel, because you had two very interesting breakups.
I did. Well, I had quite a few interesting breakups, but
But these ones take the
yeah,
cake. Is that
they
the right?
do. They take the pastelito. Yes, I want to talk to you about one breakup that I had. Oh my goodness. Every time, you talk about the past, it kind of opens up, a lot
What?
of
What does it open up?
like a different window in your memory. Like, oh my gosh.
Definitely windows. My window downstairs opens up sometimes when I think about some good old stories. But when we talk about good old stories, we're talking about breakups and
Yes, the breakups that
those
have,
ones, yeah.
shattered our little hearts. But you know what? We always
Shattered.
tend, or we always are able to kind of put ourselves together after these
You
breakups
know what? They
because
always teach you something.
we are survivors. We're resilient. And the first breakup, the first heartbreak, it is always hard. But after the first one, it's kind of like riding a bike.
Ooh.
Wait. In
Okay.
the sense that, okay, well, okay, here we go again. Let's see how, this one, rides out.
Okay, so
So,
tell me about. Okay, so remember, I don't know, listeners, but you might have heard that story about the guy with the limp, with the severe limp. We're
oh,
gonna talk about this one back again, but this one is because you guys were dating for a while, right?
yeah. No, not really. We
Oh, God.
dated for, I want to say, a total of maybe like 4 months, I
I thought it
think.
was 2 years.
It felt
Felt
like
like,
2 years,
right?
no. So this guy, he was in very interesting because when he decided that, he no longer wanted to be in the relationship, he did it in a very unique way.
Yes, he
What is that? Might you ask? Well, let
did.
me tell you. It was in the morning. Well, actually, that the evening before, we were in a little discussion. We got into an argument, and then we woke up, and we were still actually in the same argument. And he kind of looked at me, and he's like, "You know what? Let's just let it go. Let's just, stop arguing, and let's just kind of." Let's just forgive and forget the situation. And I said, you know what, that's fine. So we kind of made up that morning, and as people, when they make up, they get into a little something-something.
Did he hit the meow meow? That's
Yeah.
a yes.
That's
Yes.
a yes.
Oh,
So,
yeah.
and it was funny because it was a day that I had to go into work.
You went to work all
We
glowing.
went to work. Well, yeah, I went to work, in a happy mood because we had made up from our little arguments, and we just were happy. And
So you went to work. You're like, yes, it's a good day. Nothing out of the ordinary. And then
then, like around maybe 11 o'clock, I want to say, I called him, and he didn't like that. And he didn't pick up, and I'm like, oh, and usually he does pick up, and us
Your
women,
spidey senses went off.
yeah, we're like,
Yeah.
you know what, something is off here. And then again, maybe like around maybe 1 o'clock, I text him, he didn't
He didn't
respond.
respond. So you had
No,
called him once, he didn't respond, but you're like, okay, no, you weren't freaking out.
I was freaking out a little bit because
Okay.
usually he does respond. But I
Okay.
was like, you know what? It's okay. Maybe he's doing stuff. And then again, you know, I called him maybe 2 more times throughout the day and no response. By that time, I knew
Dang, your
something was
meow meow
up.
put him to sleep.
Stop.
Okay, so you
Oh, yeah.
okay,
I mean, that was the
okay,
last thing he was
okay.
doing. He wasn't sleeping.
Okay, so he wasn't sleeping. So you okay, so he didn't answer, you freaked out the second time, and then what happened? Sorry. I'm just like, damn, he must have been sleeping,
No, he
Josh.
was not sleeping. So I said, you know what, let me go home early. So I went home early, and then as I was driving, I was kind of racing home. And when I got there, the first thing that I did is I went straight to my closet because, you know, he had his clothes, you know, hung up in my closet, and all his stuff was gone. All his clothes, his shoes,
Even
everything.
his dirty drawers were gone too. Did he leave those there for
Girlies,
you?
he took everything. I'm glad he took those too. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And then when I saw that, my heart just dropped. I'm just
Hi.
like, oh, like a big old, big old sock in the
Like somebody
stomach.
just took your soul,
Yeah,
like.
like somebody just socked me in the stomach. I'm like, ay, Dios mío.
Dang.
And then I went to the
No,
kitchen.
when somebody socks you in the titty, that hurts more. You're like, oh, why?
Girl, come back, come back.
Sorry. Come back, come back. Okay,
So
okay.
I went to the kitchen, and on the kitchen I saw a letter, and it was just kind of like this half torn paper and
Toilet
this
paper. Piece
I
of toilet paper.
know I should have wiped
So
my nose with it. And
it's a
then
piece of
it's a piece of
paper.
paper that says, you know, it actually explained. It said, hey, you know, I tried, you know, but we just were not getting along, and it's not, you know, it's not gonna work. So, you know, this is it. I'm leaving, and he didn't sign his name,
It put
and
meow meow. Okay,
he
I'm
just
stop.
said he said bye.
Just like that.
He just
No,
said
I love
bye. No
you.
goodbye. No
Wish you the
goodbye. You know,
best.
XO. You know, whatever. No, just bye. I'm like, oh damn, bye.
Wow.
I'm like, oh my God. So I was just
Bye.
like, I was heartbroken, and the first thing that I thought about was calling you, right? So I called, and you didn't pick up.
Yeah, because I was gaining some,
You were out in the wilderness
I was getting my meow meow hit.
with the Boy Scouts, with a Boy Scout. And then I said, you know what? I'm gonna get in my car right now, and I'm gonna get in the car, and I'm gonna go to Brittany's house, and I'm gonna talk to her. So I do. I get into the car, and I start driving, and then it starts pouring
You do
down.
remember,
It was
yes.
just like this heavy rain. I couldn't even see in front of me,
It
and I'm
almost
crying.
symbolized how you were feeling at that moment.
Exactly. It was kind of mirroring how I was feeling. I was like, whoa, crying, and I couldn't see, and I gotta talk to my friend. I gotta talk to somebody. And eventually, I don't know if did I talk to you that day?
You did because I saw your missed call, and I remember telling the dude, I was like, give me a minute. My friend's calling. She never usually calls me this late. Something's going on. Because it's not like you to be calling me at that time. So I remember I did call you, and that's when you had told me what he did.
Yeah, and it was, oh my God, it was so heartbreaking. And yeah, it was just a terrible way of leaving. I always say to everyone, I mean, if you're not happy in a relationship, that's fine, but at least, you know, have the courage to say goodbye to a person, and don't just leave them like that. It's so hard all the way around. And I even remember the my neighbor was like, oh, because she's like this old lady, like 90-year-old lady that, you know,
Their nosy
is
neighbor.
everybody's business. And she's like, I said, she's like, oh, are you okay? I'm like, why what? Well, this morning,
This morning.
she's my 90-year-old neighbor. She saw me, and she's like, Raquel, Raquel, you know, this morning I saw such and such back his truck into your garage area, and he started packing his stuff. And I told him, where are you going? I know it's not working because I know you don't have a job.
He sure did not, and I know she would say that too.
Yeah, she would say that, and she and then he just kind of laughed it off. Ha, ha, ha. And that's what she told me, and he kind of ignored her. And yeah,
So he must have left as soon as you left
yeah,
from work.
that's what my neighbor said, that as soon as that you left, he backed that truck
So
up
he
and
was
started piling his
waiting.
stuff. Yeah, he was waiting.
I wondered if he had it planned the night
I
before.
think so. I think he already had planned it. He had planned
He had a
everything.
checklist, hit the meow meow, write the letter, take off.
That's why it's like, if you're gonna leave, why the hell are
That's what I'm
you
like,
gonna? You
what?
just leave. Don't be,
Dang.
he probably said, you know what? Just one more time for the
Yeah, and it must have been good. That's why it's like I
role.
have to have that before I leave.
Right. Oh
That's
my
just
God.
crazy though to me. It's like he must have had an agenda because like how? Like he knew.
Yeah, he knew what he was doing, but I mean that is just, oh my
That's why
gosh.
his hips are bad. Karma comes back to you one way or another.
Well, shoot, I hope it hit the other hip.
Probably
No,
did.
I don't wish bad on anybody.
Just on the hips.
I
No, but
know.
I mean, that is terrible. But you got it. Okay, so that was one of your really
Bad
bad
breakups.
breakups. I think that was, I remember how painful that was for you. I remember that three sentence letter with the bye at the end. And I remember you had invested so
I
much.
bond so
You had
much time.
invested so much, not just time, but your feelings, your
Oh
emotions. You
yeah,
gave yourself to this man.
of course.
But you
I
gotta
think you
tell
do
us
all the.
about butterscotch.
I gotta tell you about this other time that I did have a bad breakup. Let's call him.
I call him butterscotch.
Let's call him Butterscotch. It's what happened with his
So
mother?
I remember because I was part of this whole breakup part,
That's right, you were part of it.
I remember that he okay, so when okay, so remember you guys had broken up and he was gonna pick up his stuff and you'd ask me to come in and kind of be there when he picks up his things while you didn't want to be there.
No.
So tell us a little bit about how that breakup went down.
Right. So with this person,
Butterscotch.
it also, yeah, Butterscotch, I guess again, it was the breakup was kind of leading up to him doing what he wanted, or what he ultimately did. He basically told me one day that his daughter cannot handle her allergies with my dog, and that's why he's going to leave. He decided that I don't know if it was something between us, or I don't know what it was, because it just kind of came out of nowhere. But he just said, okay, you know what, I don't think this is going to work, because my daughter, she's
Allergic to dogs?
allergic to your dog, and I
And you're like,
wouldn't.
I'm allergic to your kids, but you don't see me complaining.
And
They were terrible kids. I'm gonna be honest.
stop.
Butterscotch needs to know.
No. Stop. Oh my gosh. And before it wasn't a problem with my poor dog, Lucy. They loved Lucy, and all of a sudden she
Lucy
was the
hated
problem.
them. She almost bit one.
Lucy didn't like a lot of people. That's, she was very grumpy, my little dog.
Come on. Okay. But he had said that. Remember, he had told you that, he couldn't. He knew how much you loved your dog. He knew. And this is what he told me, okay? He said
Okay.
he knew. He's like, I know how much Raquel loves her dog. I can't have Raquel choose between me or her dog. So I'm going to do her the favor and walk
BS.
away. And I was like, okay. But then what did you see online on one of, I think one of those social media things? What picture did you
Oh, this
see?
was recently. I mean, we had broken up maybe when it's almost been, gosh, I want to say like 7 years ago. And recently, I happened to see him on social media, and there was a picture of I think he was in bed with dogs surrounding him. And it was titled, oh, when you're sick, your dogs are the only ones that are by you. Like, should I make a comment?
So what happened to your daughter's allergies?
Right. Like, and what? It wasn't one. I think it was like two dogs. And I was going to comment on the picture, but I just liked it instead. Like, oh, so he knows
that, hey. That guy, though, he came up with such a ridiculous story.
Remember when he came back for his stuff? Because he left some stuff at my house. So he came back for his stuff, and I had planned not to be there when he came to pick up his stuff. I told you, hey, can you be here? Because I just don't want to talk to him.
You know me. I'll be there. I have no problem.
So here he comes with a big old U-Haul truck, right? He was going to pick up all his stuff. And you were there, and he came in.
Did he really need a U-Haul? He didn't have much.
But he had a big truck.
He did. Right? He did bring a big truck.
Okay.
But I was laughing because I was like, what are you planning on taking? You don't have much, but okay.
So he was there getting all his stuff, whatever. And then he wanted to get my KitchenAid, my mixer.
Those expensive ones. Yeah. Yes.
And then you stopped him, right? What did you tell him?
Okay, so he's like, oh, yeah, that's my KitchenAid. And I looked at him and I said, no, that's not yours. And he's like, yes, it is. I bought it. And I said, no, because I was with her when she bought that KitchenAid, and I know how much that KitchenAid cost, and I know that's not yours.
Exactly.
And then I was like, so that's not yours, or you're not taking it. He was like, oh, well, it's because I had one. And I was like,
hand mixer. That was his.
It's a cheapy one. It's the white one that has a little two silver
thing. There you go. You get it for $10 at a whatever store.
Yeah, I was like, this guy.
How can he compare that to my KitchenAid? He was going to take it.
He was, until I stopped him and I said, get out of here.
I'm glad that you stopped him.
I did, because I know those KitchenAids. I was about to steal it myself and blame it on him, but I was like, he's my friend. I can't be that way. You know,
no more cookies for you.
Like,
man.
No. I was like, I didn't want to lose your friendship for a KitchenAid, but it was tempting. It was
good. Your house. It's familiar.
Like, I bought it, remember? Like, Butterscotch bought his. Bought mine too. But no, yeah, I remember he was trying to take that. And so then that's when he told me that story too. That
he did.
He couldn't have you. He didn't want you to choose. Come on. I was like, I would have took Lucy. And I know he was going to just, he was a, you know what? It's a blessing that he left.
It is. It was.
Yeah. Those kids were horrible. You would have to put up with them. I'm just sorry. I would probably stop visiting you. That was how bad it was.
Chica.
Only like the little boy. That's it.
You know what? It was not a good relationship all the way around. And I'm glad that he left. I'm glad that he took his little stuff, his stuff with him. And you know what? I did see
his
him like
stuffers.
I did see him a couple of years later. He was on a social dating app, and he sends me a message, and it's like he's like
reconnecting with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, he was trying to reconnect with me. I mean, this is like maybe like 5 years later, and I'm just like, he's like, he said, "Oh, hey, how are you? How are things?" You know what I did?
Most of
I'm just kidding. I just blocked him and just like, I do not want to talk to you.
You thought about those kids, didn't you? You're like, block, no, never going back to that.
I thought about him and I thought, I do not want to go for, you know, back to something. So for, you know, he just left. Like,
he just left and
as if it was nothing, you know? So,
but you know what? I know it was hard. That breakup was really hard.
That was a hard breakup. It was even harder than the, you know, previous story that I told you. Yeah, it took me like a year to get over it. But you know what? It makes you stronger.
It does. And you know what? I think it was actually, it was a blessing that he walked away, because he wasn't for you.
He wasn't for me. Wasn't for me. And I'm so glad that I see it now. You know, Butterscotch, if you're listening to me. If you're listening to this, I'm so glad that, you know, I did not end up with you, okay?
Yes.
And with that, I would like to say good night for having.
Thank you, everyone, for listening once again. We will see you guys next Friday. Stay tuned. We always put our podcast. We always put it out at 7. So make sure you listen to our next episode. It's just going to be just as good as the other one. So please listen in.
Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.